Don't worry about it.
Yeah, do you have the tier two?
No.
Okay, that's like a big one.
It's a
big one. It's gotten so much popularity. People love that stuff.
I think it's at Sephora right now.
Is it?
I think so.
No way.
What is it? There's so many shades though that I'm like, what is
it? No, that's overwhelming.
What is
it? I walked into this Japanese tier.
It's red.
Yeah.
And the videos of people applying it on viral. Their skin. It's like they're applying a filter. Like it's like,
whoosh. It matches everyone.
It's supposed
to
be
like. No, it doesn't match everyone. But it's just the texture. There's like 70 colors or something insane where I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to guess.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm really good at that. But yeah. I'm not going to. But anyway, I saw it and I just said to her, I was like, it's like Korean or and it's red. She's like, oh.
Tear.
Oh, she knows. She knows everything.
Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it yet, but it's everywhere. Like all the bloggers talk about it. And when I was like in Japan, I went to the beauty store and I just got overwhelmed. I'm like an overwhelmed shopper. And if it's too many colors, like I can't do it. I wasn't going to sit there and just like put
there's
on
too
all
many colors.
No, even Sephora overwhelms me a little bit.
Sephora's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't like shopping in store. I'd rather like buy it online because
Mom.
I'm like,
we're recording. But it's okay. Honestly, my mom. Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say we have Christine's son of the things we do. I'm solely going to her now. I've been with her. We've been together. We're in a relationship. We've been together for like, I don't know, a year almost maybe.
I would say so. Yeah.
About a year. So, and I talk about you all the time. So I'm really excited to have you on.
Thank you.
My mom is also here. She's not on camera, but if you hear, which by the way, Mom, chime in whenever you want, because you always have funny things to say. So she is here. Cottie's here in a blazer. We're ready to rock.
I love it. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming. I was like, there's no way Christine's going to have any time in her schedule to do this.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
me? I'm like, you're always so busy.
I'm so happy to be
here. You're slammed.
I am busy. Such a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. But it's a busy time right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean,
isn't it always busy?
But I think Mondays you take Mondays off.
I'm off on Mondays,
which is like,
and I like shorten like my Fridays a little bit, just so I can have. I have a 2-year-old, so.
Oh my.
The cutest little boy.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love what I do. I love the schedule right now.
Did you get the house, by the way? Sorry, Christine. Christine put an offer on her first house. Sorry, I pivot
it's
really quick.
Really, it's like
multiple.
I think we're getting close to closing the loop. So, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. All of us.
But it's coming.
It's looking good.
You'll There's get just it. So many like emotions that come with buying a home.
Yeah,
and you're like, it just the I'm trying to separate like, do I love this home with all the things that come with the changes that come with moving to a home. So anyway,
I think you'll be happy.
I think so too. I think so too.
I'm here for it.
Thank you.
So we have so many, we're always talking about you. Cottie definitely has a different sensibility when it comes to beauty treatments, like injection. She's less adventurous
sensible.
Than me.
More sensible.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. You didn't do Botox until
40.
Until 40.
40. Okay, amazing. But also, did you not need it until 40? Like, how?
Not really.
Not really.
Great. So,
I just didn't. Yeah. I'm sure I did, but I was just like, meh.
No, I love that. I almost feel like, delaying that process until you like actually feel like you need it.
Yeah.
That's appropriate,
But I feel like the trend ebbs and flows where it's like, start early. You're going to regret it. And then it's like, turns out those of you who started in your 20s are screwed.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, because we just had Julie Benz on and she was talking about how she stopped doing Botox a few years ago because it was making her, not droopy, but I think her eyes like... It's like she's dependent on it, but she looks great now. You couldn't even tell. So I don't think
have you heard.
Term.
What do you think of that? I mean, I think I've heard more older, women like 10 plus years older than me that are like, oh, it doesn't even really work on me. I'm not even doing it anymore. Botox.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like everyone's going to have like a different philosophy.
Everyone
on
does.
Botox.
Yeah.
Like even our philosophy at the things we do is definitely different from other aesthetic practices. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing is we want you to have full expression. We don't want to take that away. You know, we're really conservative when it comes to like doing Botox to the under eyes because we don't want any kind of like awkward shelfing of the smile. We just want that like beautiful, like natural smile.
Shelfing, like.
Exactly. And you've seen it. You've seen it before.
You can't unsee it.
But my girl says, she's like, I don't do it here because you want the expression.
Exactly.
But I couldn't imagine getting a needle right there. So
you probably have like a great injector because she's looking out for.
But I don't know. I've had it here and I think it looks good. No.
But we've done like a different, it's called like microtox where we kind of inject a diluted form into the skin and it almost like works as like a skin smoothening effect as opposed to like injected into the actual
muscle. I've heard about that.
So,
what is that?
So that's called microtox.
Are you rolling it on?
No. We're like injecting really, really superficially so that it just kind of like smoothens out the skin texture.
In specific areas.
In certain areas. Yeah. So it's like probably the only thing that we will do to the under eyes.
Yeah.
It's also done like all across the neck to help kind of smoothen out the texture of that.
Interesting.
So, you know, there are like things that you can do. But Botox, you know me, I'm very conservative.
She's very
good.
I was going to where they were like putting 60 units in every time. And
I think you walked out with me. You were like, wait, what?
Yeah, there were times where I liked it. And then other times where I'm like, why am I getting so much? And then I think Christine put like 20. She's like, you don't need more than like 20, 25 or something. And I loved it. And I had movement and I don't know. It was just funny. You know, it's a huge difference in, you know, philosophy and sensibility and also in application. I mean, I was just as happy with that as the 60.
She took me to the juice house and I was like, ding. The juice house. It was like the second time ever doing it. I was like, hello, everybody.
I liked it.
She was like, it looks so good. I was like, you think so?
But she's so quick. Cadi is like, she'll be like raving about something, like a product or whatever. Like from the rooftops, like shouting it from the rooftops. And then within a day or two, she'll be like, oh yeah, it was the worst thing ever.
I'll be like, breaking news alert. Yeah. I've found my staple product. Yeah. I'll be like, gave me hives.
Yeah. Then the next day she's like not happy with it.
Like I'm the queen of subscribe before actually trying.
Yeah.
I could save $4.
You subscribe.
I subscribe.
But interestingly enough too, you guys don't do filler under the eye, right? At all.
I mean, we do.
You do.
For like certain cases.
Yeah.
But I think we all feel really strongly. I mean, I personally do about the PRFM, which is what, you know.
Yes.
A lot of patients come to me for,
which is better. Yeah.
You know, it's so safe. It's your own blood plasma. You know, we spin out the plasma portion of the blood, then that gets spun down, and you convert it to something called PRFM, which stands for, platelet rich fibrin matrix. Uh-huh. And it's that matrix that kind of releases these growth factors very slowly over time so that your body starts to produce collagen. And that process can take anywhere from like 6 weeks all the way up to 3 months. So you're getting kind of the sustained growth of collagen. Oh. And so for that like really, really like thin under eye tissue, you want something like PRFM to help like thicken up the skin there. Now, if somebody needs like true support to their under eyes, like if their tear troughs are really sort of like hollowed in, you know, and they need support, yes, we will do kind of a conservative amount there, but everyone is so different it really requires like a full facial assessment.
So, but there's a little more risk involved with injecting filler under the eye than the PRFM, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would say so. You know, just with fillers in general, you know, you can think of it as like a hyaluronic acid gel implant. So it's like, it's taking up space.
Whereas the other isn't, it's not.
The PR.
She brought some to do to you. She brought some.
Have you done filler in your face?
Christine just did filler. Should I tell them your secrets of where you put it? I have done filler in my face, but not in...
you look so good.
The last, I'll tell you, okay, I have done filler before Christine years ago in the cheeks and then here once, and I really haven't done it for years and years. And then earlier this year, I talked about it on the podcast, she did here. Remember when, when Sandra was like, what'd you do? I was like, filler. And then on Thursday, she did just like little drops like right here. Hi. Huh.
Okay. Oh, and you would never be able to tell.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
where would you juice me up?
Look at her face. Look at her face. Yeah, tell her. Can we do a facial assessment of Connie? Yeah,
like
really quick?
If I was like, hey,
yeah,
money's no option.
no object.
Go ham.
You honestly look so good.
I know.
Like, I'm not even joking.
No, I'm just kidding. No, come on. Have a little fun.
I have to. You know what? The thing is, I feel like I have to have you. I have to have all the makeup gone.
Yeah.
And then I have to like actually like feel and assess.
Okay, you're going to see a lot of scars.
She wants to feel
collagen.
Okay.
You what?
Okay.
Killer collagen.
You do.
I don't know.
An esthetician. You do. She has plump skin.
An esthetician. Have you been using Retin-A for like forever?
Never.
Never? Okay.
I just got
just genetically, you're blessed.
Yeah.
I don't use Retin-A really. I probably should. Retin-A, are you saying?
Yeah, tretinoin or tret. Did somebody give you tret?
Oh, yeah, I have some of that. It's just so sticky.
Do you use that?
I do.
How often?
Yeah.
I've been on tret, some version of it. So there's like traditional Retin-A cream. That's like what you hear the most of. It's the most studied. Yeah. That's kind of the most potent thing that you'll find. It's a prescription.
Yeah, it destroyed me.
Yeah.
And in teenagers, I did it. And it was like the Joker, where I had like cracks and they were bleeding.
Oh, you were using too much, probably.
It just might have been too strong, the prescription strength. Yeah. We have like a lot milder versions now. So Retin-A cream is kind of the strongest. And then you have retinols, which are like, you know, over the counter that like.
When are you putting that on? Are you using that every day?
I try to do it like almost every night.
Yeah.
But I've like worked my way up to it.
Yes.
So like if I'm seeing you for the first time,
I'll
probably recommend like just do it like once or twice a week to start. And that's really one of the best things that you can do.
Yeah.
That is like
for wrinkles and
really.
Yeah. Are you able to write prescriptions?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
You told me that.
Because you're a PA.
I'm a PA. Yeah. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. So everyone said,
she's
like,
basically a doctor, people.
Stop it.
Everyone said, start slow, try it once a week. But I didn't read that instruction.
So no one counseled you properly.
Well, I got it from Sandra, our assistant producer on the podcast. So I started doing globs of it every night.
Oh, yeah. No. It has to be like a pea-sized amount.
No reaction.
No reaction?
Wait, really?
Zero. I was using like facial lotion.
Was it prescription?
Yes.
2.5? A 0.025? Because it's usually like it's a 0.025 or like a 0.05.
Why were you doing that again?
My acne was so bad.
Oh.
So I was just like.
But yeah.
And then it was like, don't put it around your eyes. I was like, lathering my whole face.
Oh no.
I don't really think you need much either. Like if I
had to juice me up, you'd take me to the Botox barn if you could.
Botox barn. No, you know what I would do? I think the PRFM with microneedling would be good for her. Don't you think?
It would be great for the scarring.
Yeah.
For the scarring. Have you done any microneedling?
No, I've never done microneedling.
Okay, amazing.
I did a laser once for rosacea and I saw zero results.
Yeah, no, microneedling is like, that's like the best thing for scars.
But do you see a difference after the first time you do it?
I do.
I've done it.
I see almost with all my patients, like after even one treatment, like your skin is glowy.
Yeah. I did it twice and everyone, kept telling her, I sent her so many people because everyone's like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the PRFM is great, but either way, the microneedling is the most bang for your buck.
Even if you were to just do the microneedling, like let's say you're like, okay, I'm too scared to draw my blood and do that whole thing. Although it is an amazing combination.
Yeah.
Even just microneedling alone for acne scars is like one of the best things because you're going to build collagen. It's going to retexturize those scars.
And it's all concentrated on me.
What do you mean?
It's like,
blink. You mean it's all kind of down here?
You're scarring?
Yeah.
It's all here.
It looks good right now.
Well, it's DermaBlend, baby.
I need some for this.
Poor
Christine, I bruise every single time, I think.
I feel so bad.
But also,
every time.
Also, we just dissolved, which I was telling you, we dissolved the lower lip. But it didn't get much bruising. I've done it once years ago, but you were saying it's almost like all the time people bruise from the high, like almost more than the filler itself.
I would say like I would err on the side of caution. Like if you're gonna get your lips done or dissolved,
yeah,
because we have so many like blood vessels in our lips,
yeah,
that you will most likely bruise.
Yeah,
so just better to be prepared than, you know, expect no bruising. And it just sucks when it happens. But it's like, it's pretty mild.
No,
you know?
It's mild.
Not, it's not terrible.
I just need you to, it's my husband's 50th birthday tomorrow. So I need you to dermablend me.
I'll dermablend you.
I didn't tell her before.
I just did my lips.
She would have been like, I'm not doing this to you did right now. You did your lip? Look at her faces today. You're like,
hello. I did my upper lip.
Hello. Yeah. So how did you get into this? Did you set out to, you know, like in the medical field and always know that you wanted to be in aesthetics?
Yeah. So actually before I went to PA school for grad school, you have to like accumulate a bunch of hours working in medicine. And I started at like one of like the top cosmetic derm practices in Beverly Hills. Like he's very famous for his product line and like curing acne and all of that. And
is it Lancer? can you not say?
He's taking a ride on this
fine,
space
it's fine.
Too.
Anyways. So you've learned a lot there.
So that was like my first like exposure to derm, cosmetic derm, skincare, all of that. And I just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And I just like knew that even if it wasn't like the main, you know, main event, I like always like wanted to do something with like either skin or derm. Mm-hmm. Then I went into plastic surgery.
Okay.
That was really fun too. So after I graduated, actually the practice that I was working for before I went to grad school, they offered me a job.
Oh wow.
As a surgical PA. So
they're
like a very well-known breast and body reconstructive practice. So
interesting.
A lot of women with breast cancer and kind
did
of
you
going
take
that
job?
I did.
Oh wow.
So that was where I was before I came to.
Oh my god. So you were really
the things
in
you
it.
Do. Wow. Yeah. No. Absolutely.
She doesn't scare easily. She can handle the surgery.
I loved it.
Yeah.
To this day, like I miss it.
Oh really?
I miss being in the OR.
Yeah.
But this is like so much more my personality. And
yeah.
I just think, you know, when you have that opportunity, I met Vanessa.
Oh yeah.
The things we do. She's
how did
the
you
owner
guys
of the
meet?
Practice. So like 10 years ago, I knew about her and I was like trying to get on her wait list.
Yeah.
And
yes.
They were,
I know
like,
she had a,
as
they
a
were,
patient.
As
yeah,
a patient.
She had a
as
crazy
a
wait list. I remember my girlfriend, Brady did the design
for the
first location and maybe a few others. But I remember Vanessa, cause she's very active on Instagram. And I remember her always talking about what she was doing. And what I thought was interesting is she was always doing it to herself.
Oh, how funny.
You know, but she would talk about it, not like, it was like,
she's
I like
really
this
open
because
about
I've
it.
Done it and here's my before and after, which I think is really cool, especially when, if you're thinking about going to someone and you know they're not just trying to do it to you.
Oh, absolutely. It's so important, like the power of like your own anecdotal stories and going through it and experiencing it. She's like so open about it, which I love that about her.
Me too.
But I was trying to get in as a patient and they were like, oh yeah, sorry. Her next opening is like in 1 year from now. And I was like, I'm sorry, are you kidding? So,
is
I mean, I've
joke?
Always like known she had a wonderful reputation. But she was kind of like, she coined the term facial balancing, which is like now like in aesthetics, you hear it everywhere, but like she was truly like one of the pioneers. And so when I knew I like wanted to go into injectables, I was like, I have to train with her.
Yeah.
So went to one of her beauty theory classes, which she hosts like this, like, you know, training course for new injectors.
Yeah.
And then, and at the end of it, you know, we were just talking, catching up and she was like, you need to come work for me. And I was like, what? Absolutely. She was like, send me your resume like tomorrow. Like we need to like get this rolling. And then that's how it happened.
I love
it.
It
happened very,
you were like, if I can't get on your wait list, I'm definitely going to work for you then. I'm going to be your top employee.
So facial balancing is like creating more symmetry to people's face.
Exactly. It's like all about, you know, assessing somebody's facial structure, what shape they are, what sorts of adjustments or things are going to bring harmony to their face. I, for example, I have like a rounder face shape, right? And so I have really like high, big cheekbones. Like we never want to add anything there.
Yeah.
I think a weaker part of my face is actually my lower face, which is something that I'm always like trying to work on. But for that reason, I've had a little filler for projection. And for me, that like really balances my
opens,
whole, you know, profile. Other people are diamond shaped, heart shaped, you know, a little bit more square, round. So everyone has kind of their own aging process, and, yeah. and you have to factor that in when you're doing an assessment mm-hmm. of how they're going to age and what things are going to be right for them.
Mm-hmm. I never know how to answer that question, like when buying sunglasses online.
Oh, like what face shape are you?
What face shape is she?
I feel like you're in between like an oval heart shape, because you do have that like longevity.
I always do round.
I don't think you're a round.
What, am I round?
I feel like you're a heart shape, like heart diamond.
See, heart diamond.
And wait, what are you?
What am I? Oval heart?
I think you're like, I think you're an oval heart.
If we're online, I can only choose one.
I would...
Oval. It's not hard.
I would think more oval.
I like the word
but
diamond.
You just want to be a diamond.
You are a diamond.
Oval. Okay.
That's funny. And what are you?
Round.
I'm a round.
And then do you ever do your own injections?
No, I have like, listen.
Have you ever?
Maybe I've done like a Botox, you know, brow lift or like crow's feet injection. Yeah. But I just don't like to. Yeah. I'm like, I have the other girls like at the practice. Yeah. Like, why would I?
No, I know. I just wonder if like you're at home one night, you're like, I don't know.
Also, you know, I also feel like it's not good practice to do that. Yeah. Like if you're a patient, you're a patient. And then when you're an injector, you should be injecting other people. And I kind of feel strongly about that. Although I'm not like knocking it, like people,
I don't feel strongly one way or the other. I would just think it would be really difficult to try to.
I'm just a big baby, which is also why I baby all of my patients.
You are. She babies me.
I baby like, everybody. And, like, I honestly just think that's part of the reason people come and see me just because I'm like, them.
And you're incredible. But that's funny. So you're a baby in the way that. Like the pain, if you were inflicting it on yourself,
Like I don't think I can't do that to myself.
I need to.
Last time I went in, I had been taking turmeric.
Why does turmeric
so
in your
much
blood?
Bruising, right? Did you have a lot of bruising?
It was like a water balloon. It's like,
What do you mean?
Apparently, turmeric will thin your blood.
Oh, does it?
So all the blood thinners, right? Like people don't think like all the like supplements can be a blood thinner, but like garlic, like too much garlic, turmeric, ginkgo biloba, vitamin E.
Those three.
Fish oil. And it was like everyone takes all of this stuff.
They started doing it and it was like pss, pss, pss.
What are you talking about?
Like blood.
Oh, I was like, what's shooting out of your face?
It's like a water balloon and needles.
The time before this, we did Sculptra on top of my filler, and one side bruised really bad. And I was like, oh yeah, I took Advil right before I came here. She's like, fuck you. I
was like, cool. Yeah, she was asking. She was like, have you taken a lot of Advil? And I was like, nope.
Turmeric. Interesting. Okay, well, that's good
turmeric,
to know.
That's a bit. I feel like I need to like put out more content about like what to do like before and after, because
I just don't really listen. I just do what I'm going to do anyway. I'm like, whatever, smoke if you got them. Like, I'm going to be bruised, whatever. Duran barely notices ever.
He's whatever. Like, if you don't care, it's fine. The bruise will heal.
But then she's like holding it like this.
I know. I had like every technician. They're like, can you bring in a receptionist? I was like, is it going to look good?
It looks really
Stop
good, right?
From bleeding.
Okay, so I just want to talk a little more about your journey. So you were quickly after you met Vanessa, you submitted your resume, you were working for her within a short amount of time.
Yeah, no, and I was actually like, I was pregnant at that time, and Vanessa jokes like everyone that comes into her practice, they are either pregnant or become pregnant within the year.
She's like, I got a good one. Okay. Matt, were you out for a while?
I worked my whole pregnancy. Yeah. I love what I do.
But I was just going to say, you're not necessarily, I mean, you're kind of on your feet, but it feels like something feasible you could do.
It was totally feasible. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I felt crazier like not working and like being pregnant and miserable towards the talent. Yes. I was like, I would just rather go to work.
Yeah. You're like, please keep my mind off of this.
I started with Vanessa, was training with her for a while, and had a lot of one-on-one time with her, which was amazing. Yeah. Like she's truly like an expert at what she does. And then, you know, at the time, like she really brought me on board to be in Beverly Hills with Shawnee at her studio.
Was that intended originally to be sort of like a pop-up, or you were like, and now it's permanent, or what was it always intended to be?
Yeah, it was like kind of like our start in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Like we kind of didn't know like where it would take, if it would take off or not. And, mm-hmm. you know, we had high hopes, but it was definitely like a starting, uh-huh. you know, place for BH. Yeah. And
So they're out of Shawnee's studio in Beverly Hills.
Who's Shawnee?
The facialist.
Darden. She's like a really well-known like celebrity esthetician.
Yeah.
She's like a group. She has a group of like four estheticians who work there.
Yeah.
And so we're
and her and Vanessa are friends.
Yes.
Brady went for a facial with her before she moved.
Yeah. Oh, she moved already?
Yeah, she's been gone for a while. But she was like, I just spent something crazy. She was like, I didn't even ask how much it was going to be before. But I guess like the prices are nuts. I don't even know because I've never been there. But she was like, what just happened to me?
It's definitely like a Luxe Five.
Yeah.
You walk in. Beautiful, like, beautiful studio.
Yeah. Like it's very
gorgeous.
Pretty.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I love it there.
I do too. It's easy. It's easy because otherwise the other locations are downtown.
Downtown, there's one in Venice. Vanessa opened up one in Chino Hills. There's now one in Oahu.
What?
There is Hawaii?
Yeah.
I'm like, as in Hawaii?
Really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why Chino Hills? Out of curiosity.
I think it was a convenient thing for.
Oh, is she close to there or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Mm-hmm. That tracks. I would be like, this seems like not your. Like your
primary demographic.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Maybe it is.
It's so interesting because downtown was like, it's the flagship. So
yeah,
it's like the busiest location.
Yeah.
It's so busy.
I like the row.
It's so central.
Have you been to the row?
They're at the row.
Yeah, so we're at the row. It's nice. Like,
it's really cute.
It's a blocked off, you know, compound.
Yeah.
People have like easy parking there.
I do like it downtown.
There is like some privacy. You know, it's not like as.
It's really cute.
It's so cute. Yeah. It's so cute. But I think it's just like so central to like Los Angeles County that everyone kind of like loves going to that location.
Yeah, it's pretty central.
Yeah.
You're going to be only primarily in Beverly Hills moving forward.
Yeah,
nice.
Pretty much.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I always feel like a student in a way. And so I feel like I still have so much to learn. Like we were just talking about this, like the industry is like ever changing.
Yeah.
There's always evolution happening and you want to be on top of it all.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have so much to learn before I like actually break off and kind of do my own thing.
And I think that everyone's always learning. I mean, we're students for life.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like the way I inject now is very different from the way I injected a year ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it all just goes based off of your experience,
And
how you're seeing things change and how people's faces are changing over time. Mm-hmm. And you're like thinking about their like long-term goals.
The long game of
it.
Yeah.
And so that's like why we're so conservative.
Mm-hmm.
At least I am with like how I inject is because I want you to look good, not just like in the next 4 years, but like in the next.
She's
10
like
to
after 4 years,
years,
I am out.
Good luck with your
Wait,
face.
And will you talk about the new Botox, the Korean one? It's not Botox; it's a
neuromodulator. Yeah. So
there's a new one,
Jeuveau, which is like the you look at like Botox, Dysport, Daxxify. These are all just like different brands of. Botulinum toxin, and those are all neuromodulators. Botox is kind of like the most well-known. It has that brand name, but we just brought on Jeuveau, which came from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It is very like quick acting. Mm-hmm. It's got a fast onset. So like the day that I inject you, you may see results as early as like the next day, which is really nice for patients because if you've got something big coming up and you just want to like get
instantly
get it going.
Yeah. How long has it been around though?
It's been around.
Not to yuck your yum on that.
I feel like I have to do some like research on.
That's the only thing that scares me.
typically when things are launched in America, they've been out for several years in other countries. So like, the safety data, I feel like is there. And America is just, we're so strict on like FDA regulations and whatnot. And for things to get cleared here, they take a long time and they take a lot of trials. So it's super, it's safe, you know, very safe.
So it was just FDA cleared for the U.S.?
I think that's like pretty recent in last like year or so, but
I did it.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
You did that too?
In my neck. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I need
What's
more.
What's great about Jevo is like this, I don't want to get too technical.
Do you guys see each other every week?
I try.
Jesus.
I try, but then she's like, I have nothing now. No. Okay. Wait. What
right now, we're no more.
We're good.
We
look so good. So I'm seeing you in 2 weeks. It's fine.
What?
We're reassessing. This is dissolving. Don't worry about us. We have our own plan.
I got a lot of questions.
Wait, but what were you explaining about the Jevo? You were saying to get technical?
Oh, so you can look at some of the different neuromodulators and they have, you know, different like diffusion rates. So, you know, Dysport kind of has a higher diffusion rate, meaning it's going to target more of the muscle when I inject you in one point. Botox has a smaller diffusion spread, and then Jevo's is like even smaller than that. So Jevo, like, you know, I was talking to Vanessa about how artistic it is, right?
Like, because you get more precise.
Because it's more precise, and I think it allows for more artistic expression. Because you're not just like knocking out more of the muscle. It's very precise. So we can really like follow the pattern of the brow or, you know, create kind of the lift that you want around the eyes. And also because of that like smaller diffusion rate, we're really comfortable using it for the lower face.
I mean, I liked it. I've had like Botox injected in my neck and I've told her like I did not like it because it felt so strong and I didn't even feel this. In what application do you like Dysport?
It's like you see me just going like
every time I talk about it. What application, like for instance, would you want Dysport to be like more, you know, in what part
in
of the
what,
face?
Yeah, in like what,
right, what application?
Here. Yeah.
Like right
exactly.
There.
Right there. Yeah. Right there. No, that's actually like really
because it's
place
not
because,
going up or down. It's
correct.
Central.
Yeah. It's I like right in between your brow.
Okay.
Just come.
She's
just
your
come.
Apprentice.
Seriously. I could.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Interesting. Okay. So you like them all for different.
For different reasons. Again, like everyone's anatomy is so different. Maybe one thing works really well for somebody and for the other person, it doesn't. Or something doesn't last as long for one person. I have these different like tools in my toolbox to kind of pull from. And and so, it's kind of a case. But I would say like for the most part, most of my patients will get Botox, you know, for their first time. And if for whatever reason they don't like it or it's not lasting them as long, then I'll kind of play with the other ones. But usually like men with like really like thick muscle bands, you know, or the people with just like those like thicker musculature in their forehead, they just may be a better Dysport candidate.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So do you see a lot of men?
I don't. They're usually like the husbands of like wives that
they're
come
like, go see Christine.
But it's so cute.
With
they're
their
like
rope
so
foreheads.
rope.
I was just, you were explaining, I was like, how gross. You're like, you know, the muscular forehead. It's kind of like Facetune.
What do you mean?
You know, on Facetune, when you choose your brush and it's like your smoothing brush, I'm like, if I'm doing my forehead, I go for the biggest fucking brush. But then if I'm fine tuning like these or these, I go for like the pencil. And I zoom in and I'm like,
that's your Jevo.
I love that. Otherwise, I'm just like,
exactly. That's the Jevo.
Yeah, that's the Jevo.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Dysport is the big ass brush.
It's the biggest brush. That's funny.
You know?
Wait, that's a really good analogy. I like it.
That's a great analogy.
What procedure do you think is the most misunderstood? Because I know which one I think it is, but like what procedure do you typically think people have the wrong idea about?
What do you mean by misunderstood?
That people don't totally understand it, or that there's been negative narrative around it, or a confusing narrative around it, you know, like that you feel like you're constantly correcting people on it.
Yeah, I definitely think threads are up there.
Yeah.
And you know, to be clear, there are lifting threads and then there are smooth threads. Mm-hmm. Okay, so smooth threads, I want to put them like in a different category because they're so safe.
That's what I think.
they just like lay like very, very superficially. Like we consider them to be biostimulators. Lifting threads, you know, by definition, they are also biostimulatory because they'll dissolve into that space and boost your own collagen production. But the smooth threads, I actually use them quite a bit in my practice. You know, I think that they're great for, you know, stimulating collagen without having to like draw your blood per se. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's not a product like a Sculptra, which is, you know, kind of a volumizer.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? These are...
I'm imagining it's like a fabric.
Can you pull up smooth threads?
They're like... They're like super like skinny, like little like mini, like.
Yeah, they're not as intimidating at all. Like the fact that
they don't hurt, you know, they're very like.
That doesn't look chill.
It looks scarier than it is, but they're actually like, okay, so smooth threads.
Not you don't always do that many.
No, I don't necessarily use that like type of pattern.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Why would she do this?
That's what I'm doing.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever
seen.
That's
what Christine's doing to me next. Why? We talked about
it. No one can see that area of your face.
We've talked about that, Christine. Like
we have actually it's like a pretty big like problem area for
the skin is getting creepy.
Unless this is pulling at something different. I'm not like, you look old.
God damn, you're old.
Wait, put your head up. Let me see your underbelly. Yep, that's an old face if I've ever seen one. Let's load her up. Get her to the juice box.
Your underbelly.
The underbelly.
Right. But no, I mean, this just doesn't look as crazy as the lifting threads.
Yes, yes. They're in terms of like how intensive the procedure is, this is like in the level like 2 category.
Yes.
I would actually categorize like PRFM microneedling that as like more of like a 4 or 5.
Okay.
And then lifting threads is like maybe like a 7, right?
Oh, really?
So
what's a 10?
A 10?
What would be a 10?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Nothing like a surgical thing.
Nothing or, you do. Oh, yeah, interesting.
Something a lot more invasive. Yeah. Although, you know, with the lifting threads.
Look up lifting threads, please.
That girl got facial bleaching, lips done. That's ridiculous.
But no, but I think, I'm always, because I have so much, I really think you're so smart and conservative. And you do the lifting threads. And so
I do.
For me, I'm just so fascinated by it because I think it's gotten such a bad rap.
It has gotten such a bad rap. I will say like a big part of our consultation is also like, are you planning to undergo a surgical lift at any point in the near future? Because if that's the case, like,
Don't do this.
You know, save your investment for that big procedure.
So that's a good question.
Important question.
So, like, at what age is this not effective?
You know, that's a great question. I would say, like, if I'm meeting somebody and they're like late 60s, you know, mid to late 60s, who's like, I want a lift, and I'm like, I cannot give you what you're looking for.
The results you're looking for.
You're really more of a surgical candidate. We do that all the time in our practice, you know, deferring to surgery as needed. Like, you know, some people will come in asking what can be done about like a brow lift using Botox. And it's like some of these people are really like,
it's too late.
Upper or lower blepharoplasty. Yeah. They're really a surgical candidate.
It's beyond repair.
Just like you're not going to be happy with what I'm going to offer you. And I do think it's an appropriate time to like look into consultation. Now they might go to the consultation and come back to us and say like, hey, I'm definitely like not having surgery. At that point, I'm like, okay, then are you okay with like a 20% improvement
for
XYZ? And they say, okay, then that's they're consenting to that, right?
So. Yeah.
I'm very realistic about expectations.
But what does it affect somebody later down the line? If they say, I'm not planning on doing any kind of surgical thing for the next 4 years, do you think that will then later affect the efficiency of like a surgery or like later?
Like, I think that if you're planning to have like a surgical procedure in the next like 1 to 3 years,
don't do it. But just otherwise, don't think it's going to prohibit someone from doing a good job?
No, because they're going to dissolve.
Yeah.
They need to be placed in the right plane. So I think, you know, provider selection is very important. You have to know your anatomy. You have to understand which plane of the face those threads are going into, because they need to be in that sub-Q layer mm-hmm. and for them to dissolve properly and for them to give you that lift that you're looking
for. It's a thread that's why, under the skin.
And that's why, I don't know if you've ever
and
seen
they dissolve.
People
they dissolve.
Like,
they're not permanent. You know, they're not
so
going to be there forever.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So depending on like which vector you're...
I can do it with you. I'm not wasting my money on my underbelly though. I'm going to do it in visible places like this.
My underbelly.
Is ridiculous.
You're killing me.
You're like, look at my chest lift.
Have you done threads before? Like, has someone done them on you?
No, not yet. Okay. I want to do them.
Yeah.
I have no time.
Do you do them? Do people want them just for the brow lift?
Oh, yes, yes.
And you do that?
I don't do them.
Yeah.
Vanessa does a lot of that in her practice. Yeah.
Why don't you do that? Is it more particular?
Just, it's, you know, it's a difficult area and, you know, sometimes I don't necessarily, like, I would defer to Vanessa for those.
Because it does seem like a very difficult area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen, when people first do them, it looks like pinched, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we should get a sizzle reel of my face during this entire podcast.
But again,
I'm like...
You're not the only practice that believes in the threads, clearly. I mean, but I think so many people, they've gotten such a bad rap. That's what I think is kind of funny.
They are. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, surgeons are going to want to operate on people who haven't had anything done, maybe. You know, there's a lot of kind of controversy around that. And so
what is the controversy with doing too much Sculptra and a facelift? Because I've heard chatterings of that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I've spoken to plastic surgeons who are like, I actually use Sculptra before and after surgery to help strengthen the tissue.
Interesting.
Right? Because If you think about the natural aging process of skin and tissue, you're losing fat, you're losing collagen.
Yeah.
We're losing bone every year. But to replenish those like collagen
bone,
reserves, you know, you...
Not me. No, seriously, not me. I just had a physical. They said I had bones of a 20-year-old. I was like, fucking great. What is that going to
amazing.
Get? Really? What's that get me?
So you think it actually strengthens the skin?
Strengthens the skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So where does it start and end for you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Meaning like skincare. Do you recommend products? Do you also,
Absolutely.
Are you just the injectable?
No, you'll find injectors out there who are like solely focused on injecting. But just because of like my skincare background, I'm really passionate about that too. So a lot of my consultation does involve like prescribing sometimes. I work with a lot of patients who have acne and sometimes I'll prescribe medication
for
them.
You had to do your hand for me. You just had to point to me. I work with a lot of people with hatchet face.
But I can't even see anything because you look so good.
But you're not just recommending the products that you guys sell. Or are you primarily?
No, I recommend what I think is right for the patient, you know?
But she doesn't push at all. Like, literally, I had to ask her assistant, like, what is she like? I want to buy something that she likes. And she was like, there's this one product. What is it?
Antiage.
Antiage.
Mm-hmm.
And her assistant was like, it's Christine's
that is
Desert
my
Island. It's her Desert Island product.
That is my favorite.
I've been using it ever since she told me that.
It's
anti-age.
Amazing.
Anti-age. Guys trying to act all classy and shit. I
love it.
Anti-age.
I love it, actually.
So what do you use
But I feel like beg. I don't feel like you're pushing products.
I don't push products. Yeah. Listen, if somebody's coming to me and they're like, I want your skincare recommendation, I'm happy to give it. And I'll give like my full recommendation.
Yeah.
We have several different product lines in our practice. Some are targeted for like pigment. Some are targeted for like more gentle daily care.
Uh-huh.
But we do have like some of my favorite products are at the practice.
Yeah.
So,
I like that because you guys sell that one too, but it's not.
That's a great one. That one we did a lot of research. Why?
I don't think I'm going to like this.
Why?
Because I don't want to wash my face with lotion.
No, it's not. You put it on after.
Oh, this isn't a face wash?
No.
I was like, I don't want to wash my face with cold cream.
No. It's like a stem cell serum.
Okay. So, but for the people that are listening that just want like best bang for their buck, like face wash. Like what could you just
honestly
get at a drugstore or
so
anything?
Many great
Amazon,
products. So
like,
many great products.
Like
I would
face
say,
wash. What would
I would
you
say like I would try to avoid Amazon because there's been a lot of like counterfeit products on
or expired.
Skincare counterfeit products on Amazon that are like not like the true formulation. Mm-hmm. Go to a drugstore. Cetaphil, CeraVe, Vanicream. I recommend all of those things. Yeah. Honestly, La Roche-Posay, that's a great one. They're owned by the same company that owns SkinCeuticals.
Oh, how funny. Interesting.
I think La Roche is like probably one of my top recommended, like budget friendly.
And it seems fancy because of the name.
Products.
Montage, whatever you guys were saying.
And honestly, like different gel.
Oh, they sell that at the drugstore now.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
What is that
it's
for?
It's adapalene. It's like the best thing for acne.
It was like the bootleg version of Retin-A when you were little.
It's the best thing for acne. It's a version of, you know, vitamin A. It's a form of Retin-A and it's FDA indicated for acne.
Oh, wow. So it is when so you were younger, if you they were like, "Oh, sweetie, you can't handle
the Retin-A." They're go like, get "Here's adapalene." Yeah.
Oh, but you were doing Retin-A anyway.
I was like, "Mom, will you get my eyes?"
Honestly, I feel like there's so many great affordable skincare brands out now that are like you don't need to break the bank for it. So, I'll always work within a patient's budget, you know.
I love that. No, I don't feel like you're pushing at all. Like, if anything, people are like, do more. I sent Ashley to her, my friend, her last name will remain unknown, but she went to her and literally a few days later, she's like, can I do more? Can I come back? And Christine's like, you got to wait. Like, you got to like, give it a little bit of time.
Don't come back.
But
she's not
like, that's what I love about you. Wait, what was I just thinking? You were saying, the products. Yeah, that aren't that expensive. Another thought.
SkinCeuticals.
No, I was thinking one other thing too. What do you think right now is the biggest trend? Like that people are asking you for the most right now? Or is there any shift that, you know,
happening.
like before with lips, people were like obsessed with bigger lips. And I think that trend is changing. Like, what would you say some of
where
those
are
top-
we now?
Yeah, where are we
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. I think that we're in the era of like undetectable work. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't want to look overdone or done mm-hmm. at all. You mm-hmm. know, if anything, all my patients come and they're like, I like how I look. I just want to stay the same, you know, and I want to age gracefully. What mm-hmm. are some like preventative things that I can do? And then that usually will come with like a comprehensive approach. Sometimes it includes fillers. Sometimes it includes things like Sculptra, other biostimulators. Mm-hmm. PRFM is one of them. And, you know, skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
skincare.
Lasers
Sunblock.
And devices.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But do you think 5 years ago, people were wanting a more dramatic look from you? Do you?
I just was never that person.
Okay.
So yeah. I feel like, you know.
That's what I wonder. Yeah.
I feel like patients and injectors, they meet and they fall in love because they have a similar aesthetic, uh-huh. you know? And uh-huh. that was never your thing. My vibe, yeah. I guess. So I never really got that.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe 10 years ago, mm-hmm. the industry was a little bit different, mm-hmm. wanting more like voluptuous mm-hmm. lips and kind of that like high cheekbone, very like chiseled look. I think we're like veering away from
I
that
do
and we're leaning into more of like
softer.
That conservative, softer, very natural look, which I feel like we're well known for. So
yeah, that's true. I do think you guys are, it's interesting because you ride the line between, because you are doing cutting edge techniques, but then it's also very conservative. Like
subtle.
You don't, yeah,
very
subtle. You don't
yeah.
see, like if you look at it, when you occasionally post your patients, and or Vanessa, I've never been like, whoa, you know, and some of these people.
I'm going to follow you.
Have you ever followed Snatched LA? Do you ever seen that one?
No,
that
one's, but I already like, I don't know.
It's
jealous.
It's extreme, you know,
it is extreme,
but I do
yes.
think that their patients are
looking for that.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So
how long have you been with Vanessa?
This is, I think, my third year.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
And then before that, you were in the OR.
I was in the OR.
So
yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
I love that. But that probably lends itself nicely to with your expertise.
I think like being in surgery is like one of the hardest, most challenging, most rewarding experiences that you just learn so much during that time. And it's so hard that so like when you come out of it, yeah. you're like, you just feel so much more confident about everything.
Everything. Yeah. yeah.
Everything.
That's what I would think.
When we're done here, I'm going to show you the moisturizer.
Show us the moisturizer.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
Yeah.
Now.
Give it to us. Yeah. Well,
okay. It's on Amazon. It's like my hub for all purchases. So
oh yeah.
Thanks.
What? It's a hub for everyone.
I think it's called
Ayurmedic.
No. Have you ever heard of this?
Ayurmedic? No. What is this?
So good.
Is it so good? I mean,
the only time I enjoy putting lotion on my face is when I use this. And I, you know what else I use? So I actually do use a serum. I use Facial Sandwich.
What's that?
Oh, that's one you haven't given up on?
No, I haven't. I've like 3 years in. Facial
okay,
sandwich.
The only reason I'm gonna like
tell me
not it.
Go ahead. Yuck
I don't
my
want
yum.
You to use this because you have acne. Ooh, do you have acne goes. Right now?
Not right now.
Not
don't
right
have
now.
An active flare up.
No,
but she does struggle.
But if
I do
you
struggle.
If you're like if you're still dealing with breakouts, there are things several are. Like oils in here,
oh,
and
lovely.
I just don't love oils for people with acne.
So people with acne, what moisturizer do you recommend?
I would go with. IS Clinical, they've got a great one. It's called their like emulsion. It's like their daily like emulsion formula. It's non-comedogenic.
Okay.
Shawnee has a great one too. She has like the peptide hydration peptide cream. And she also has an oil-free weightless moisturizer. And both of those are like, they're great. She's
start using that.
I would try the first one, she said.
I'm using
I like
freaking
that brand.
Cocoa butter on my face right now, apparently.
Okay, so we kind of went over what you don't want to do before the appointment, anything blood thinning, but what are your do not do after appointment? Like what is your guideline there?
Okay,
because you know
it
like
depends.
With Botox, they'd be like, don't lay down, or you know, you've heard that.
Yeah. So Botox is like for 24 hours, like no working out.
Okay, that's real.
No massaging your face.
Yes.
No getting a massage where you're like your face is in a donut
oh,
hole that
okay. I think
evening.
I've done that. Okay.
So yeah, don't do that.
Because it could then just spread to
we're,
a place you don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, we're just like concerned about possible like migration or movement of like where we place it. Honestly,
yeah.
like after the first 24 to 48 hours, it's pretty negligible.
Yeah. Okay.
But for safety measures, we usually say like no facials for about a week or so.
And the heat, the working out could do the same kind of thing with moving it.
Yeah. Or like maybe like from the sweat component.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's usually like the only restriction. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's like pretty,
otherwise with,
pretty
with,
chill.
With anything else, there's no like, do not do this afterwards.
I mean, you know, typically like with fillers and like with injectables, like you're either instructed to like massage or not massage, depending on what you're getting and where.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of, you know, avoiding alcohol that very same day, because mm-hmm. God forbid you have a bruise that... Mm-hmm. Blood thinner will just make that bruise a lot more prominent. Oh,
lovely. We like to drink.
I pour it on my face.
Okay. Wait. So it's similar to the before of don't do anything blood thinning before, and then even after it still kind of
just
applies
for like that. Like just for like that same day, I would say that's like the most
because
important
it could
time.
Wouldn't necessarily create a new bruise. It might make a existing bruise worse.
Worse. Correct. Exactly.
Gotcha. And
exactly.
Sam really needs the timeline for when.
I know.
Because like I'm off
I'm
to
waiting,
the races.
I'm only waiting an hour. No, just kidding. wait. That's okay. Okay. So, but other than that, there's nothing that's like definitely don't. I guess alcohol, yeah. I mean, anything blood thinning, there's no other rule of thumb that I don't know about.
No, not really. I mean, you know, obviously, like if we're doing like some type of skin treatment where we're like breaking the skin, whether that's microneedling or some type of laser, you obviously want to be really cautious about like sun exposure mm-hmm. and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like proper like skincare instructions after. But mm-hmm. that's again, if you like break the skin. But usually with injectables, it's like not the biggest.
Yeah, there's not like a crazy
yeah,
thing to follow.
Restriction.
What are like some trends, beauty trends that make you cringe that you think are just like so obnoxious?
Honestly, I'm not like up to date with all like the TikTok Gen Z skincare stuff. But the one that I know of is the whole like beef tallow thing.
Yes,
right?
We talked about this once.
I still have it on my nightside table.
It's yeah, I don't know. I don't know where these people get this information. I was just gonna
say, where did that even come from?
I put it on my face one night.
Yeah, and terrible for people with acne, by the way.
Because it's so terrible. And it smells like a beef bone.
And it's so clog pouring.
The dogs were going crazy about it.
I wonder where that, can we Google where did the beef tallow trend come from? You never tried it.
No, I would never.
Oh my God. No, that's a funny one because it's like the castor oil thing. Have you, like, where everyone's putting castor oil everywhere? Have you heard of that?
Oh, that's hair growth.
Oh,
do you believe in that? For detox?
No. Oh, God, no.
Thank you. They're like, put it on your belly button. It's going to detox you all night.
No.
Oh, wait. The beef tallow skincare trend started on TikTok, gaining traction after influencer Nara Smith showcased her homemade tallow-based moisturizer, which was credited for benefits like skin barrier protection. The trend tapped into a desire for natural minimalistic skincare, though experts warn it can worsen acne and irritate the skin.
Why didn't I Google this?
Boom. Literally what I said. See, I told you she was smart. By the way, someone gave me some and like I put a little on my hand. I was like, this smells horrible. I was like, honey, are you interested in
disgusting?
Are you interested in some beef tallow?
Yeah. No, you can also, acne.
You can also cook
to
with it.
Save Cottie. Come yeah, we have, see me.
I know. We're saving you. She was already on board. You'll see. She's a slippery little one.
The Botox barn.
Okay. That's funny. Okay. Would you rather have perfectly smooth skin forever or a killer jawline?
Easy. That one's so easy.
So easy.
Perfectly smooth skin.
What? Yeah. Killer jawline.
No, perfectly
really?
Smooth skin.
You're more.
Hell yeah.
I get it.
Because I can go get it snipped and sewn later.
What do you mean?
I'll just do. And then I'll still have my jawline.
Okay, okay.
You know how weird you guys are going to look with perfectly smooth skin?
Yeah, we're going to look amazing.
And like your crepe body? No, uh-uh.
Would you rather lose your Botox or your coffee?
Botox.
That's hard.
Botox.
Honestly, I would rather lose my Botox.
Me too.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with coffee.
I can't live without coffee.
Me either.
I'll never give it up. Cut it out.
Me
I'm
either.
Just, I'm not
You're not
that
one
person.
Of those green tea only people.
No.
Are you?
Okay, good. No.
So my doctor, this is a fun fact. My doctor was telling me I drink too much caffeine. And so.
Based on what?
Based on the amount of caffeine like I told him I drank.
Based on your panic attacks?
Yeah. My arrhythmias, all the above. Anyway, you know what he does? And I thought this was fascinating. He brews, he does a pot, a kettle, a glass tea kettle. He puts green tea in there, enough for like a cup, 2 cups, mm-hmm. and then puts 40 ounces hot water. And throughout the day, he just pours and does shots of it all day. He has a steady stream of caffeine that's not like
a giant,
like a
boost.
Lightning bolt in the morning. And he gets his hydration in.
Okay, I love that.
Don't you love
Wait,
that?
Wait, sorry, what was in it again? I wasn't listening to you.
I knew you weren't listening. I was like, you're going to want to listen to this.
That is a
that
really
isn't
cool
a great
part
idea.
Of like the awful feeling
yes.
of the caffeine crash from coffee.
He never crashes because it's just a steady stream.
Oh, wow.
A slow burn of green tea throughout the day. And he just does shots. He's like, I'm never drinking a full glass of green tea. I just do little shots every hour.
That's kind of
okay,
amazing.
But does he drink coffee too?
Yeah.
Oh.
He has one cup of coffee in the morning.
Okay.
And then when he gets to the office, he slow rolls like 40
that
ounces
is
of
actually,
green tea.
That is actually
well, and the green tea
is detoxifying.
Is that mm-hmm. L-theanine. So it just doesn't,
oh,
it
man,
doesn't
that's
contribute.
Where you get L-theanine?
It's like there, right? It's
yeah.
It's the L-theanine in the green tea
yes.
that doesn't like give you that
yeah, you
crash.
Don't crash. Yes.
So
it's like
it's
a slow
like,
roll.
It's like really healthy for your
yeah,
brain.
Yeah, antioxidants.
Too.
Guys, let's start doing it on Monday.
Let's do it.
You want to?
I'm in.
As long as someone makes my thermos for me.
I can't promise. I'll probably make it for a day or
if
two.
If I drink tea on an empty stomach, I get nauseous.
Vomit.
Does this ever happen? Ugh. Have you ever done that? Like just straight to tea, like no milk or like on an empty stomach. Do you ever get nauseous?
I do get nauseous from
yeah.
like from like supplements and
yeah.
things like
yeah.
on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
I like, but like you said, I usually have like my matcha or coffee like with almond milk.
Yeah,
so
that'll,
I feel
that'll
like it
do,
just kind of like settles my stomach.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no, that's so crazy. I would rather give up my Botox.
I would too.
Hell
I
yeah.
would too.
Yeah.
Coffee brings me more joy.
Totally. Yeah.
Do you drink alcohol?
I don't. I really don't. I just, it's not that I don't like support it. I my body hates it.
I thought you were going to say my body's a temple.
I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like one drink. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I'm just like allergic, you know? And then my husband, he gets like full blown hives from it.
Oh my God.
So we both, you guys just are like perfect. As a couple, we just don't
but
drink
like
together.
You kind of have to fight through the bad feeling and then the second drink. Yeah.
It's all consistency.
And then
some of us are capable of it. Some of you are quitters. We got to ride the wave.
We like to survey the crowd of their drinking habits.
Yeah. Why do we ask every guest, like, do you drink?
Because I think it's interesting because sometimes it feels like everybody drinks, and just society. It's like, you know, no matter every celebration, every social event, there's just, I mean, every restaurant.
All pegged to drinking.
Yeah. And so we wonder how people go through the world not drinking.
I can tell
that's
she
our
doesn't
goal.
Drink.
That's
look
our goal.
Look at her arms.
Why?
Because you're like AI. Like you could be a robot and we wouldn't even know.
You do. You're like flawless. You do look perfect.
What are you talking about?
You look very
about?
Hydrated. Like yeah, if you drink, like you'd be like a little more like
so
sunken in.
Sunken in.
Right?
bloated in all the wrong places, but then dehydrated in all the right ones.
Can you sum up your beauty philosophy? Sorry, I prepared for you because I was like, I really gotta bring this for Christine today. Sometimes we just are aimless with our conversation, but
no,
I had so
it.
Much to talk about. If you had to sum up your beauty philosophy in one sentence, what would it be?
More is more. Load them up.
Botox barn.
Welcome to the Botox barn. We're gonna juice your face now.
Oh my God. I just you know me, I'm very conservative. I'm not necessarily like going to like chase after everything. Mm-hmm. It's whatever makes you feel really confident about yourself. Like that's what
I love that.
That's what we should be going for.
I love
together,
that.
Like me and my patient.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, I focus a lot on skin. So mm-hmm. like a lot of like the treatments that I will recommend are skin focused, building collagen, anti-aging,
mm-hmm.
Preventing that collagen loss and just kind of bringing you back to maybe where you were a few years ago,
yeah.
mm-hmm. But not necessarily chasing that.
Yes.
So yeah, again, just aging gracefully.
I like that. And it does have so much to do with just feeling your best.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting people as close to their baseline as possible.
Baseline.
No, that's so true. Real.
What is your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Whoa.
Your birthday's coming up then.
Happy birthday.
Are you
snake?
November? Are you November?
I'm November. I'm November 21. So I'm on the cusp of Sag.
Okay.
So I have a lot of Sag in my chart.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You seem I'm more
like a
Sag.
Fire, like my mom's a Scorpio, that little slippery woman
little
over there.
The snake in the grass over there.
But no, okay.
But I feel
Sorry.
Like I do have a lot of like the.
You have the Scorpio? Like the mysterious?
The tail.
Oh, the viper? Pit viper?
The vengeful, like holding grudges.
Yeah.
I definitely possess some of that.
Oh my God. Wait, sure. You guys, I have to show you this. I'll have them pull it up on the screen. What is your husband's sign?
He is he's a Pisces.
Oh.
So we're both water signs.
That's great. That's a good match.
I know nothing about Pisces.
All I know is
what are you? What are you?
Aquarius.
Oh.
Never met one you didn't like.
Can you pull up what I just texted you on the screen? I
Vanessa's
want them to see this.
Vanessa's an Aquarius, I believe.
Oh, she is.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
that
yes.
tracks. She's
what
in,
are
I'm
you?
So she's air. I'm air. Libra.
Yours, yeah, air. Air.
Yeah. You know what? All you're like helping victims like you with your acne.
Victims,
you're like,
victims.
Libras, oh my God, those are the best.
Yeah,
you're
see,
like,
she loves me.
Oh, Aquarian.
Wait, you guys, we have to close on this. I got to show you this. I just screenshotted this yesterday. I thought this was epic. Okay, how long can your sign hold a grudge?
Look it.
Okay, Aries, 24 hours tops. Taurus, yes. Until they die, maybe not even then. Gemini, give it 30 seconds. Cancer, years. Leo, until the end of time.
Oh my God.
Virgo, a couple of months. Libra, 0.2 seconds, unless you really messed up. Scorpio, for all of eternity.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
So
Scorpio,
no,
all.
It's so, that's
dead
so
lifeless
real.
Hands.
So Sagittarius, real. 2 days. Capricorn, don't even bother apologizing. Aquarius, a year. Pisces, 2 months, maybe. I mean, I think that's pretty accurate.
Sensible.
It's sensible.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I love that.
Last question. Do you moisturize your baby?
Of course.
Oh. What moisturizer do you use?
Oh my gosh.
Remember
good one,
Mustella?
Isn't it? Oh, of course.
That's what I use.
Do you? Do you really?
So good.
It smells so good.
So good.
Okay, so you, it's like, honestly, it's a good. It's still a good one.
It's a great one.
Okay.
There's only one that smells better.
What?
Janie and Jack.
What? Sorry,
to die
what?
For. It's to I've die for. And they make a baby this. Perfume.
Janie and Jack, the clothing company?
No, actually, maybe I'm wrong on that. Hold on.
Wait, I swear I've tried all of them. And like, Mistella, that's the best one.
No, nope, I'm so glad you think so, because I'm thinking what I used on my kids. And I'm like, sorry, is it even good?
Noodle and Boo?
You're going to die.
Wait, hold on.
Don't look at the ingredients and ruin it for all of us.
Okay, okay. Look at the ingredients and tell us she's wrong.
Damn it.
Noodle and Boo.
But I always wonder, like, I'm like, was Mistella actually like toxic, but just smelled so
totally
good?
No, Noodle and Boo is the bomb.
Okay.
Try it. You're going to,
just
you're
nothing
not
with propolis,
stop,
guys. Nothing with propolis.
You're not going to be able to stop smelling him. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited.
Aren't you? Just grab some on Amazon.
I thought Mistella was like the only one.
I need to start wearing Mistella just for myself. I'm going to order it tonight.
I use the baby sunblock stick on my lips.
Do
as
you
chapstick.
Really? Oh, fantastic.
It's like a muted, like chic dead look.
Wait, I love.
What? It's mine's like brown at this point, but it still works.
Whoa.
You've had it for that long? You put on SPF on your lips.
That's
like
the only
place
in my entire
extreme
body.
Do you?
I don't. Yeah. I should. We all should.
Well, I don't wear sunblock. I just like the color of it.
I do. I wear sunblock every day.
Look at you.
Because of that one. Because of the Scorpio over there.
It'll probably clog my pores and cause acne.
She made me wear sunscreen since I was like 10. Every day.
Not me. Blisters and bruises. I was like, will you pop this, Mom? It's a hot one. Oh my God. Seriously.
Oh my God.
Well, I love you.
Yeah, I told you
I
you
love
would.
You too.
I know. I didn't think I'd like you.
Well, why?
No, I didn't. Gosh, obviously, but you know, like I was like, ugh, what are we going to have in common, me and you?
A lot. I told
Turns
you.
Turns out we are like a little bit of the same person.
You guys have
you're a smoother version of me.
The smoother. She's an AI
more hydrated.
Well, you'll have to come in.
I'm going to come in.
Is Beverly Hills the best location for you?
Is that the closest to here?
Right, I would say.
That's where she's going to be. If it's not, are you going to try to give her to someone else?
No.
Kick me off to Chino Hills.
The only other...
You're like, we'll meet you at Dodger Stadium. No,
she lives close to here. She lives close to here.
Okay. Yeah. So this is this. Downtown is, mile-wise? But I'm there on Fridays. So just FYI.
Downtown?
If that time works for you.
Downtown, mile-wise, you look at it and you're like, it should not take me that long to get there. But it just.
It really does. I don't know anybody that's on this side of town that will come see me in downtown.
No,
they're like,
I'd rather
no, girl,
go to Beverly Hills.
We're going to Beverly Hills. Parking is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Street parking.
Yeah, there's
3 hour
a lot.
Street parking.
I just want to get something that like looks good that day. Like, do you have any like
instant
get rich like quick?
I totally.
Do you really?
I so know what I'm going to do on you.
Like, juice me up.
I so know.
And then the long term shit we'll do like after the holidays.
That's fine. That's
long term.
There will be like an instant glow up thing that
really?
We can do. Absolutely.
I'm dying.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so young.
Oh my God.
My baseline is like so kicking.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You can find her at the Things We Do, Beverly Hills, downtown for a little bit longer. Yeah, get in while you can.
Woo!
Don't worry about it.